Mahadra is going to assist Jai Radha Madhava.
Radha Madhava Punya Vihari.
Kunjabi Hari
Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Murukhari
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Murukhari
Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Murukhari
Gopi Janna Vallabha Vardadi Yashodana Nandana Yashodana Nandana Yashodana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vana Jadi Yamuna Tira Vana Jadi Gopi Dalaba Laba Diva Radi
Gopi Dalaba Laba Diva Radi
Gopi Dalaba Laba Diva Radi Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vana Jadi Yamuna Tira Vana Jadi Jai Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Parachakachara, Astatara, Sata, Shishiman, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Shri Mati Tosi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Sama Veda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 68, The Marriage of Sambha, Texts 2 through 5.
So text 5 has a purport. We'll chant together. You can chant along with me up to 5.
Kaurava kopita uchu durvinito yamarbhaka kadarti krityana kanyam akaman harad balat.
You want to read the translation?
The angry Kuravas said, "This ill-behaved boy has offended us, forcibly kidnapping our unmarried daughter against her will."
Badnite mam durvinitam kim karishyanti vrishnayah yesmat prasad upachitam vattam no punyate mahim.
Arrest this ill-behaved Sambha. What will the Vrishnis do? By our grace, they are ruling land that we have granted them.
Nignitam sutam sutva yadyeshyamiha vrishnayaha bhagnadarpashamam yanti prana eva susanyata.
If the Vrishnis come here when they learn that their son has been captured, we will break their pride. Thus they'll become subdued like bodily senses brought under strict control.
Yeah, we'll do text 5 responsibly. I like to look at the synonyms first. Iti, saying this, Karna, Shala, Bhuri, Karna, Shala, and Bhuri, Salma, Dutti, Yajyaketu, Suryodhana, Yajyaketu, Bhurishrava, and Duryodhana, Sambam, against Sambha, Ari, Bhire, they set out, Yodhum, to fight Puruvridha by the elder of the Kurus, Bhishma, Anumorita, sanction. Eti karna shalo purir yagya ketu suyodana sambam ari pireyodhum Guru Vridha Numodita Iti Karna Shalopurir Yagya Ketu Suyodhana Samba Mari Pire Yodham Guru Vridha Numodita Iti karna shalo purir yagya ketu suyodhana samba mari pire yodhum puru vridha numorita.
Thank you.
Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Oops, wrong book. After saying this and having their plans sanctioned by the senior member of the Kuru dynasty, Karna, Shala, Bhuri, Jagga, Ketu, and Suryodhana set out to attack Samba. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the elder of the Kuru mentioned here is Bhishma, who gave permission to the younger men as follows. Since this maiden has been touched by Samba, she cannot take another husband. He must become her husband. Nonetheless, you should arrest him and tie him up to make a statement about his impropriety and our own prowess, but in no case should he be killed. The Acharyas also adds that Bhishma accompanied the five warriors mentioned in this verse. Om Agyana Tamirandasya. Janajana Salakaya Chaksum Manditanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, which means I was born, that was a problem, in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Swapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayan Patanti Swapatanti Kam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Oma Jayatam Surito Pangor Mamamanda Matir Gati Matsarva Swapatam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano. And of course, there's one more. I have trouble with, I don't know what language it is, but it says, by remembering the lotus feet of the Panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet. A layman can cross mountains, and a blind man can see the stars in the sky. So that's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 8, verse 5. So here we are in this apparent story. You're reading everything that we read today. So as someone preparing to give class, you're always looking for some angle to speak on philosophy. And you're looking here, and it's a story. And here we all come to assemble to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the Granth Raj, the topmost scripture, and this is a part of our sadhana. This is required every day that we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, because we're born in ignorance, and almost every morning when we wake up, we also have to refresh all the Krishna consciousness, the comprehensive development of Krishna consciousness, of maintaining the urgency to recognize how this material energy can influence us. This is we've been saved, but we're not out of the woods, so to speak. So many slip between the cup and the lip. We have to be attentive to developing this Krishna consciousness. So I thought about it. In here, there is one nice part we could lead into. I saw, who notices, there was one philosophy. It was like kind of stated a little bit off the cuff, but we can use that for the lead-in. And it's, that's the wrong book. Ooh, Of course, you have to appreciate the humor of the situation also, that here's Samba. Who does he kidnap? Duryodhana's daughter. I mean, of course, we understood he was a bit of a rascally son, coming his last birth as Kartikeya. Now he's Samba. He's very powerful. He's always doing things because in the material world, there's a general thinking, it's a free-for-all. Isn't it? It's a free-for-all. Just do what you want. Who's going to stop me? And of course, if you're very powerful, you may also have that mood. It's a free-for-all. Isn't that? We've heard that before. Free-for-all. You know, all the alienity. So, the one, and of course, we can see that the Kurus, they were angry when they were speaking this. So I tried to put a little bit more emotion into the verse when I was reading it. How they're feeling he's offended us. So that's a little bit of a clue. They felt he offended us. He offended us. And then he says he's ill-behaved. So they start calling him names. And then what will the Vrishnis do? So what's that sound like? Someone saying, what will they do against me and my powerful armies, my arms, my army? So what did I was thinking about that, and I wrote something. I was thinking, what would you call this? So this was one of my definitions I called, what is stupid bravery? Arrogance. I was thinking, that's a nice definition for arrogance. Stupid bravery. Nowadays, they have this thing they call no fear. No fear. Free for all. Who's going to stop me? Let them try. So, of course, Samba's playful like that, but here he goes and kidnaps Duryodhana's daughter. That's got to be say something. You know, from her wedding, right? It was from the Swayambhar, right where everybody's present, he comes in and takes off with her. So that's takes a bit of guts to do something. Anyway, so what will they do? Then what's the next thing they say? By our grace, they are ruling the land that we have granted them. So we can see that they have a particular mood that's a setup here. We're starting to recognize this. And then, of course, they feel incompetent. They say, if the Vrishnis come here, when they learn that their son has been captured, you know, you can just feel the Kshatriya nature speaking there, we will break their pride. Thus, they will become subdued like bodily senses brought under strict control. There's the lead-in. So even though these are all great souls, you know, Balaram comes and talks with them. They're not ordinary people in many different ways. They're quoting this, that they understood how to subdue the senses under strict control. They understood how that works. They will become subdued. So the senses become subdued when they're under strict control. How about when they're not under strict control? What are they like? Anybody know what the senses are like when they're not under strict control? Oh, we have one. Oh, wild horses, right. Where they say, hold your horses. The English, vernacular, colloquialism. Hold your horses, slow down, get a grip on those reins. So here, I was thinking about nowadays, there's so much to do. You turn on, I went to visit my daughter in California, and she says, Pitta, you're not on Facebook. How's that? How's that possible? So she sets the whole thing up. So now I get all these news, I guess, the new thing that just came on, and you just look at it, and they have such human interest. It really can take a time before you look, I just spent 15 minutes looking at people jumping over cars and rhinoceros is walking with a, you know, I mean, you just see the strangest things, but it has a human interest to you. So it reminded me of this verse. And then, of course, I saw Pushkar this morning, who's just an ocean of verses. And I quote one word, and he gives me 12 verses. You remember those? He remembers them. Sometimes a little rusty, but. Persons devoid of atmatapa do not inquire into the problems of life. How come? They're too attached to the fallible soldiers. Like who? Like the body. What else? Children and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they do not see their inevitable destruction. So that's 214. There's a couple before, you know that. You want to, where's the microphone? Can could you bring him to go over? All right. The microphone's in the cabinet. They're so old nowadays. Well, we'll start with two then. Two's always nice too. You know two? Yeah, that's it. This is a vacation for our mind. Our minds always. Persons who are too materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the absolute truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. And if you don't have to take our word for it, just turn on Facebook. You'll get all these too many subjects to be engrossed in. He says. Well, what else do they do? You want to do one, three? So this is what they do if they don't have that resolute determination. They have many branched intelligence. The lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night, either sleeping or sex indulgence. And in the daytime, they're making money or maintaining the family members. So this is what Maya offers you. She knows, she says, oh, you don't have to worry about this. She says, I got you covered. Don't worry. All right. So then the next one, we just read that one, which was the Atmatapa. They don't inquire to the problems. So what does it take? You know, Lord Chaitanya, he's so merciful. He comes and he says, just sing, dance, and feast. And Prabhupada would say that people think this is too easy. It's too easy. We have to do something harder. But you try to do it, and you see how easy it is. You get up every morning and come to Mangar Teak at 4:30 and still say it's easy. And then spend the next 4 hours, 4.5 hours concentrating. You know what it's like to concentrate on Krishna consciousness? It's declaring war with your mind and senses. And there, here it says, they're subdued under strict control. So this strict control, how do you get free? Because I don't think there's anybody that could say that their mind doesn't give them trouble still. I mean, what about all the problems of the day? As soon as you walk out of here, our mind's on vacation, right, while we're in here. We're like in Hawaii with a nice breeze blowing, and it's very wonderful there. And then you're back on the plane going back, and you're remembering all the stuff that this lapsed, and I got to take care of this problem. But while you're there, you get a little bit of a break. So when we're here listening to verses, listening to Krishna consciousness, the whole environment that it puts your mind into is a vacation for your whole subtle body. And of course, one of the byproducts of Krishna consciousness is you'll be on permanent vacation. Kevala Anandakan. And he says, and it's all prasadam that we're getting. So they'll just say, he's permanently out to lunch. All right. So then what should we do? Let's see text 5. You ready for 5? Tasmat.
Bharata sarvatma bhagavan ishvarohani.
Shro.
Protrabhyakhitita vyascha deya pujascha nityada.
Which means, O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and always remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller, and the savior from all miseries. So, okay, simple solution. We know Kalab Maharaj, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. We start off by hearing. Now, how do you get the urge to hear? 1, 2, 16? Anyway, you know, 1, 2, 16. Which means, O twice-born sages, just see how they're so complimentary. He says, one who chants Hare Krishna has performed all the past, went to all the places of pilgrimage, bathed in all the holy places. You know that one off the top? So we see how wonderful it is, someone so attracted to Krishna in his form of a Shastra, that he's always having, associating with Krishna in his mind. So we're going to first read, O twice born sages, as far as I got the first time. By serving those devotees, serving devotees, who are completely free from vice, great service is done. And what is the byproduct of that? By such service, one gains an affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. So, if you're finding that you don't have so much attraction for hearing, which is our very means of conquest, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to do a little bit of reverse engineer, or therapeutically applying how the scriptures say. Now, we understand we're in a cycle of birth and death. That's one of the first things Prabhupada would say all the time. You're not this body, aham brahmasmi. Krishna says, never there was a time you didn't exist. You're going to have to learn how to tolerate this material nature without getting disturbed. Then you can be liberated. But we find that in that anartha nivritti stage, it's difficult, because that's where you have your attached to enjoying or disturbed by your past reactions or your sinful activities, where these things can absorb you again. And then if you're not careful, then your chanting can have weeds, and then the weeds can mature and turn into aparads, and then you can get stopped. So it's so important to hear. And how do you get the infinity for hearing? Is by doing service. So suppose you understood your very life depends on doing service to the devotees, to the spiritual master, to the spiritual master's representative, how essential it would be for your intelligence to break through the control of the mind to say, I have to, approach Mukhya and ask for service. She's got all these nice services, which you don't even have to do for a lot of time, just substituting. And in this month of Purusottam, you get extra credit. And we have to recognize, what's the difficulty in recognizing? Like it always says both directly and indirectly. So directly means, okay, that's easy to understand, but what's going to stop me from doing that? I'm not going to ask for service. I'm not supposed to say I have to do it all the time. And then what happens if it's going to interfere with how much time I can spend on Facebook? I mean, this could have serious consequences, you know, so I don't know. So then there's this disciple means discipline. Ooh, that's a scary word. So here it mentions how they... the senses become subdued through strict control. Of course, we don't like that word, strict. It's a free-for-all. I can do whatever. So that mood that's being exemplified here of a type of arrogance, you know, who am I going to listen? Who's going to tell me what to do? Well, depends if you're married or not, but you got to be careful here. There's... Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And, of course, Vaisheshika, he had that nice line that he taught to Divyanga. What was that one? I live to be corrected. And it works every time. And then, of course, you polish it off with thank you. And as a great diffuser. Okay, so that's the basic points, is that if we can develop this urge to hear through service, then that hearing regularly every day, how we're different from this body, the service is so important to get more service. And then, of course, what's the first item of knowledge is humility. When you, we were just talking a little while ago, I asked a nice guest that came by, how about if you're ready, are you ready to give class? Could you give class tomorrow or the next day? And generally everybody just kind of laughs about that. Oh yeah, no, I don't give class, or maybe in a while. So suppose, no, he said, no, seriously, you have to do it. All of a sudden you have this wave of, maybe it's kind of fear or raising to that level of responsibility. So all of us have that. I mean, every one of us here to give class. There's not one person that couldn't give class that's in this room, because we're devotees. And you just repeat what you've heard. You're speaking from your own realization. What are those? Why are you here? Do you ever think why you're here? I got dropped off. You know, I have to wait to get picked up for 3 hours. I mean, why are you here? For sure. There's some reason that we're here. There's some reason. And that aspect has to be brought up to the surface. And because that's your strength. There's something that's attracting you here. Like for yourself, how come you're here? Did you get dropped off? Yeah, I'm looking at you. Don't look over there. Oh, not good. She's playing. She's not going to look at me now. Put her on the spot. Sorry. Anyway. All of us can do this. And it's like, it was 2 days ago I was asked to give the class because there was a problem in the scheduling that comes up regularly. But just like one time, I think it was Kalakanta, he mentions that a businessman can make money if the market goes up or down. So in each situation, that a little bit of the aspect of the mode of goodness is there's a utility in everything that happens in your life. Everything that happens in your life. In fact, as it becomes more and more kismet, what's the other word for like kismet? Serendipitous. You start to notice, we always get a throw out of it. You open up a book someplace to look for one verse, but it was just a verse that you actually meant to see. So you say, who did that? You're starting to notice, just like when one's offering obeisances, is he talking to the floor? I mean, why do you talk to the floor all the time? I watch these Hare Krishnas. They're always talking to the floor. You know, so it's because we're recognizing. Everybody knows Krishna's all-pervading. And this actually is a symptom of surrender, that I'm in this particular bent knee, you know, obeisances. But I'm recognizing Krishna hears me even though I'm talking to the floor. You know, so we start to recognize that Krishna is everywhere. So we can even pray standing up. You know, nowadays you get some of those, you know, you get this one, you get that one, you get this one, where, you know, the knees don't bend and there's different reasons you can't do it. But we understand that Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. He's looking for the submission in your attitude. That's all it's about, consciousness, changing the attitude from how... Today was such a good example of an attitude. They're angry, which is already how do you get angry? Is contemplating the develop attachment comes bewildered with memory, and he falls again in the material pool. Of course, this is Leela, but specifically, they were angry, and they're saying all these things, you know, ill behaved, offended. He offended. Do you ever feel offended? How someone offended me? Maybe, but and as Chanada Pisa Nechena gets a lot harder if you're thinking about that verse. Lord Chaitanya said one should be humbler on the blade of grass. And if you ever meditate on that and you actually think Krishna is he's really good and he's really fair and he's really just, and I'm going through life sentence for at least 8,400,000 species of life,
born and dying, maybe I did something. You know, if I go to the prison for preaching, and if you gently ask the prisoners, did you do anything? No, the judge was having a bad day. You know, they framed me. I'm innocent. I shouldn't be in here. So, but we have some nice devotees in our group, and he actually says, this is the best place for me. He says, I shouldn't be out there. This place strictly controls me. And he's such a nice person. So I was just recognizing that penance, penitentiary, that was a lecture I gave some time ago, that the word penance, penitentiary, you can do it the easy way, the hard way, but the tapa, it's interesting if you do a search on tapa, when Lord Brahma, he's talking to, he's being talked to by Krishna, and they talk about doing tapasya, and he said that Krishna is more clever than anyone else. So he wants to see how much trouble you're going to go through for him. Fair weather friend or a real friend? He's just Suridam. He's always with you. So he wants to see, will you take a little bit of trouble for me, or is it only when it's convenient? You know, so in this way, this tapasya for us is, it's in the attitude first that I need to do service. I need that the blessings of the devotees, which is another kick in the mind. You know, it says that there's, you beat your mind 100 times in the morning with a shoe, is it? And the evening with a broomstick. So if you ever want to put together a nice list to beat the mind with, there's one. How the idea that I need the devotees' blessings. So I want to act in such a way that they're pleased with me. Sometimes I notice Radha Shama Sundar, he's smiling, specifically from over on that side. When you're looking, you can see he's got such a nice smile. So I was noticing Krishna puts a smile on our face. Prabhupada said, chant and be happy. So every time we're smiling in Krishna consciousness, this is his mercy. He's putting a smile. Krishna knows how to put a smile on your face. So why not return the favor and say, you would like to put a smile on Krishna's face. How could you put a smile on Krishna's face? Ooh, here's a question. I'll make that a question. It's a rhetorical one in case everybody slows down, but why not think, how would you put a smile on Krishna's face? Could he even notice what you're doing? Or is he just so aloof he doesn't even know what you're doing? Could you put a smile on Krishna's face? What do you think? Oh, yeah? You got the mic. Is that just by chance? Huh? Anybody have something? Oh, Sukada knows how to put. She's always smiling. Sukada, right? So what's the Sukha part mean? Sukada. Oh, yeah, why not? I like to put people on the spot. Oh, it's a family here. We got Pushkar here, and we got Sukha there. Such a nice family. What?
It means happy.
Yeah, that's it.
And we can make Krishna, put a smile on Krishna's face when we're preaching, giving out books, or talking about Krishna. That makes him happy.
Yeah, because we have Prabhupada, who's the external manifestation of the Super Soul, Acharya Van Purusho Veda. So we can understand how to please Krishna. Abhi 1.11 Anukulena. Right? How to be favorable, doing favorable devotional service. So he says certain things you got to get rid of the first couple lines of that verse. And then, so why not everybody think about that? How could you put a smile on Krishna's face? Oh, there's Mukunda. He's always got something to say. Can I put you on the spot before you're ready? Can you pull something off? He's always ready. It's so nice to see you here today. You travel a lot, I guess.
Yeah, I would think first and foremost, you'd put a smile on Krishna's face by putting a smile on the face of Guru.
Oh,
if Guru is happy, then Krishna is automatically happy.
Yesha Prashada.
Yeah. Even if Krishna is happy, but Guru's unhappy, then Krishna will change.
Nagadeep Topi.
So Gurudev is happy, then Krishna automatically happy.
So we focus. How do we focus? That's the same talking to the floor again. You know, we come in, we say, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya. So, of course, each one of these words can be thought about. And if you think about these words, because if you don't think about them, you know it'll happen, it'll become routine. And that's one of the scariest things that can happen to a devotee, is you start doing things without consciousness, routinely, because this is all about changing consciousness. So if we leave the consciousness out, what does it turn into? What is it if it doesn't have it? It's all about consciousness. So when you're offering obeisances, that's really, it's like renewing your vows. You know, they make a big thing about that from time to time for weddings and stuff. After so many years, they renew the vows. So like in the fire sacrifice, we had our vows that we took, you know, 16 rounds at least, for regulated principles. We want to please the guru. So when we do the simplest things, like Janmasu, he just offers obeisances. So did you pay full price? Oh, it was on sale. So this is how the material energy, it sets in on us very slowly, that we do things without full consciousness. So suppose you're not the first one up when everyone's offering obeisances. It's easier when you get older. Now it's like, how long are they going to be down there before they get up? You know, it's like, but the thing is to be conscious. And if you can expand the consciousness of each word, it's a whole environment for your mind and your consciousness. Each one of these words brings with it a whole environment that you can be absorbed in. Otherwise, the consciousness may not get affected as much as it could. It's a change in consciousness, that's all. So, of course, I ran a little over. If there's any questions or comments, if not, Jai, all glories to Prabhupada, but we'll see. Everybody's heard enough. Oh, Mukund, thank you.
So, nice story about Samba.
Oh, thank you.
Is that actually the purpose that Samba appeared in Krishna's dynasty was to help bring an end to Krishna's Leela.
Put the mic a little closer.
To help bring an end to Krishna's Leela, because previously it's mentioned in Lalit Madhava that when Krishna left Vrindavan, they all felt so much separation, especially Radhika, her associates, that at one point they all decided to leave this world. So Lalita, Radhika's most dear Shakti, she jumped from Govardhan. But while she was falling, Jambavan caught her. So Jambavan actually raised her. When she appears in Dwarka, she appears as the daughter of Jambavan, Jambavati. And that while the Shamantaka jewel was there, that jewel was the same jewel that was taken from the head of Sankachud and given to Radhika. So now, even though Jambavati was there, she would never speak or do anything. She'd only watch her brother play with his jewel because it reminded her so much of Radhika. So finally, when Krishna comes, long story short, and fights with Jambavan, he realizes who he is. He gives that daughter to Krishna, who's Jambavati. Now Jambavati remembers, oh, you don't remember how much pain and destruction came to Braj when you left. So now I want to have a son, because all the other queens had already had sons, and she had not. So then Krishna, you know, Devi Bhagavat, our Vaishnavas we take with a grain of salt, but it's mentioned there that Krishna performed tapasya to please Shiva, who appeared to him as Ard Ishvara Shiva. Ard means half man, half woman. Deity appeared to him and blessed that Jambavati would have a son, who would be a manifestation of himself. So the purpose of Lord Shiva's destruction. So Samba appeared as the son of Jambavati with the intention that, like Braj went through so much pain and destruction when Krishna left, oh, we're going to end these Dwarka pastimes here, because this would be the only way that Krishna could return to Braj. He kept saying, oh, when my business is complete, when my business is complete, I'll return. But never happening, always something extending. So that time,
they arranged that, of course, after the battle, everything, still Krishna had not returned in one sense. So then when they arranged this battle at Kuruksetra, everything, afterwards at Prabhas is when Samba comes up and, no, before that, Samba comes to Durvasa Muni and makes believe he's pregnant.
Woo! Get Sumedha up.
So Prabhu is asking, what about the fact that Samba should have been very old by that time? So actually, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakurapada described that this pastime is being narrated from another incident that he did previously. He's only narrating in relation to Mosala Leela. But even though some is from another Leela, but he put it together because Bhagavatam is not chronological. It's not put together historically. But Shukadeva Goswami narrated it to Maharaj Pariksit as part of Mosala Leela because Samba was the cause of how Krishna's pastimes would come to a close. So he narrated it in relation to Mosala Leela. So this was the actual purpose for which Samba appeared.
So we could see that there's more to the Bhagavatam than meets the eye. You could just keep going more and more and more, and that's revealed according to your intensity of wanting to understand that. It's not something, a casual read, so to speak. And it's unlimitedly deep, and actually you enter into pastimes. Krishna appears in the pages of the Bhagavatam. He's already there, but you have to have. So we're adjusting our mentality and our consciousness, asking for service is the way to increase your desire that sharpens the sword of knowledge from the spiritual mastery, you know, cut away the material. That series of verses ends with the knot is pierced. You know, you'll see yourself as the one who's actually in control. So we subdue the senses in the mind by, strict control. So a little bit has to be done from time to time. Otherwise, you know what Maya says, give me an inch, I'll take a mile. If you let her foot in the door. So all glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Give me an inch.